Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
When I was young, I knew something was wrong. My mother would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom.
You ready?
Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, Punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
A walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Love.
We let it be. We let it be. We let it be. We let it flow. We let it happen. We release and let go. We know all is truly well. That's the song I was looking for earlier. I couldn't find it, so I let it be. I played another song because I had to let it be. And I just saw the song I was going to play, but I guess we were supposed to let it be. Life is good, it's getting better. That was the Agape Choir. The title of that song is We Let It Be. Aloha, Jay. I hope that's what you're asking for. If not, please clarify for me. Life is good, it's getting better. You know that? Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You certainly do. You know why? Because you're here. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're breathing in right now. Every thought that you're thinking is changing the planet. So you get to be accountable for your own thoughts. Every feeling, every vibe that you put out, somebody's picking it up. You make a difference. Don't underestimate your power. You're here to do great things, and it's nice to have you here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12, we start at 12 p.m. Eastern, and it's so nice to have you all here. yes, new listeners, I'm always happy, okay, if you're wondering why I'm laughing, I'm always this happy. But I have more reason to be happy today. Well, I don't know if it's happiness. You know, sometimes when things happen, when you just done all that you can, you stand and you just laugh, because when you laugh, it just allows joy, and you realize it's all good. It's all good, and all is truly well. Welcome, welcome, welcome to number 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Yes, it's time to bring on Betty Piggy. I welcome you. Thank you all for being here. Let's bring Betty on for the announcement, and then we have another announcement after that, and then. But anyway, yes, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on Life Conversations Radio. Betty Pegues is my co-producer, and here she is. Hello, Betty. How are you doing today?
I have to laugh today, too, and I'm doing great. I'm going with the flow today. I'm going with the flow. Trust to my vibes.
Okay. I'm going to mute my mic. You go ahead and do your thing.
Oh, my goodness. Good morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever you are in this moment of now. If you didn't catch my name is Betty. And each day I bring you the going ons, the coming ins, and the going outs of Life Conversations Radio. Now, for those joining us in the chat room today who want to ask a question to Life Coach Ade or our guest, please go to our Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook and post your question there. Now, I'm on that page during the show, so I will immediately be able to see anything you post and get it back to Ade and our guest. Excuse me. If you do not do Facebook, please go to our radio website, LifeConversationsMedia.com. Click on the Ask Life Coach Ade tab and send us your question or comment that way. Now, this is a great option to use if you're choosing to remain anonymous. Of course, the best and easiest way to ask a question is to call in, punch one on your keypad. This will raise your hand and let us know you have a question or a comment to make. Now, after the day, be sure to join us tomorrow when we have astrologist, tarot, and feng shui expert Dennis Fairchild, who will discuss an overview of 2012 according to feng shui, astrology, and numerology, and he will also be giving on-air readings. Now, Wednesday, I will not be able to do the spiritual tag team show with Ade, so he will be flying solo with Ask Life Coach Ade. Thursday, we have one of the most well-known and highly respected medical doctors in the state of Arizona, an expert in the field of mental health and human behavior, Dr. Mitchell Gibson. And finally, make sure you're present when Celeste Morgan will stop by each day for an inspirational celestial moment. Now, to learn more about Life Conversations Radio, its host, programming, and upcoming guests, and more, please visit us at lifeconversationsmedia.com. To like, follow, and listen to any of our archived shows, please visit lifeconversationsradio.com. Life Coach Ade, are we ready to take it away?
I am so ready to take it away. thank you, Betty. I can't wait to take it away. Oh, life is good. It's getting better. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And it's Monday morning, and Betty and I are so overjoyed, so ecstatic. I mean, overjoyed, ecstatic? Why not? We'll tell you why in a minute, because it's all coming together nicely. Ah, live radio. You can't edit. No edit, no Celeste, what's that phrase? No edit, no something. But anyway, yes, live radio, no edit. So I just want to welcome all of you in the chat room. We've got Esther listening in from Netherlands. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Aloha, Jay, Carolyn, Kathleen, Danielle, Dell, Guest, Silent Listener, Disguises, Guest, and Teresa, Rainbow, Writer. What do you write with? A pen or a rainbow? I think you write with a rainbow. Oh, that should be some beautiful writings. Tamara, Joyful Tamara Joy, and Teresa, welcome to the world weird web of life. Now she has no sound. All is well. And those of you listening on the phone line, thank you all for being here. As I said earlier, we're here Monday to Thursday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to read something to you. And you got to really listen to this now. It's very important to pay attention. Trust me. It's very important to pay attention. If you don't listen, you're going to miss out. You're going to miss out on the fun and the laughter and the trust in the process of life. Trust your vibe. What are your guides telling you? So here's something I want to read to you. It's a meditative thought from Michael Bernard Beckwith, which is what they shared yesterday. And I just think it's so powerful. And I heard it yesterday, and it resonated with me. And I thought, wow, I like that. Little did I know. I fill in the blank. When we let it be, here's a meditative thought, when we let it be, we are fully surrendering to the great law of life in recognition that all of our needs are met, because our life always has been and always shall be overflowing with God's unconditional love. When you know yourself to be God's guest on earth, you will realize that a banquet has been spread before you, so bountiful with the riches of the Spirit that the party is just getting started. That's a meditative thought from Michael Bernard Beckwith, the founder, minister, some people say the black dude on The Secret, of Agape International Spiritual Center. To find out more about him, his website address is, what is it, agapelive.com, agapelive.com. You can find out about all the wonderful, great things they're doing over there. And if you haven't checked it out, you know, I want to say you're missing out, but you're not. You're right where you need to be, but just check it out. Now, yes, today's show is Trust Your Sixth Sensory Wisdom with Sonia Chiquette. But guess what? It's no joke. She's not here. Did he just say Sonia's not here? I did. She's not here. Well, here's the backstory. Well, here's what we just found out a few minutes before the show. That's what all the laughter was about. Because for me, when things are just out of my control, I just laugh. Because that's all we can do. So now you have a choice. Don't go nowhere yet. I know some of you are lined up for questions. You have a choice. But just stay with us for a minute. Here's the backstory. Well, we did everything we needed to do. The date was confirmed, and everything was confirmed. The emails went back and forth. And, you know, we were just grateful and happy, looking forward to all that is happening. Only to find out this morning that Sonia's assistant did not put it on the calendar. He said he didn't put it, he didn't book it. And where's Betty? Let me bring Betty on because I don't want to paraphrase. Correct me if I'm wrong, Betty. So he said he didn't book it, he didn't put it on the calendar, so Sonia is not available, right?
That is right. He apologized. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. So he apologized and said he just, it's an oversight, he just didn't book it. And so, of course, she was totally booked with other things to do this morning and could not come on the show. But yet we rescheduled her to come on at another time. So, unfortunately, she will not be on the show. But, you know, this is what we talk about all the time on Life Conversations Radio, how you roll with the punches and go with the flow, and everything is always in divine timing. We, you know, sent emails back and forth and called back and forth just to hear that she can't be on today. So was it a disappointment? It was a shock. But my spidey senses were saying something was up. So there you have it.
There you have it.
So however, because we are going with the flow, right, Ade? We're going with the flow.
You know, before you even make what you're going to say, you know, the great thing about this, for those of you who are willing, and I say this, Betty was just saying what we encourage in Life Conversations Radio. For me, it is life happens. And some of you have questions. Some of you may be feeling disappointed, and you maybe felt like this is the time to get the answer. But this is the perfect opportunity for each and every one of us, myself included, because I'm always ready, you know, and I'm always ready to dance with my guests. But this is a perfect opportunity to listen and trust our own vibe, to trust that life is happening perfectly. I read the meditative thought, you know, earlier, well, a few minutes ago, and it started with saying, when we let it be. This is a perfect opportunity to surrender, to then be open for what is seeking to be birthed. You have a choice. You have a choice how you go about that. But life happens. You have a plan and things change. But what we talk about change, well, Betty and I, Betty's going to announce what we're going to do. And then, because we're going with the flow. So anyway, go ahead, Betty.
Okay. So someone has asked in the chat room if Sonia is going to be on soon, a date soon. You know, we are very booked up with guests on Life Conversations through the month of April. So unfortunately, we could not knock someone else out to bring her in, so we can't bring her in until May. So she will be coming back in May. Now, if you listened to my announcement earlier, I said I cannot be on Wednesday to do the spiritual tag team. So we decide to do it today and go with the flow. What I do, I'm an intuitive reader, psychic myself, and we normally have the first Wednesday of every month, the spiritual tag team show with Ade and myself, where I give answers from a spirit guide and Ade from his spirit guide via his coaching. What I have been doing, because 2012 is one of those years where everyone, it's feeling the vibe a little stronger and feeling like they're going on some sort of journey and it's freaking them out a little bit. What I've been doing lately in the past month, which has been highly successful, is giving people a year reading, a 2012 reading, just so they can take a breath and see the energy that they're drawing to them each month of the year. So what I thought would be fun to do is that if you would like to know what you are beginning to attract to yourself in the next 3 months, and I'll look at each month starting February, March, and April, call in, and I'll tell you what vibe, what energy is coming your way in the next 3 months ahead, which could be a world of information. People who do it love it. So.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And you know, it's the show is Ask Life Coach Ade, so you can still ask your questions. Let me check in with my guide if I want to go here. Yeah, I want to go. Let me do one of what Sonia does. You know, Sonia is such a teacher. I've watched a lot of several of her videos and listened to her show. And one of the things that she talks about is, or what I've actually heard her do to listeners when they call in. Betty, I'm going to put you on mute for me. There's some background noise. I don't know if you're just excited or doing cartwheels or looking for your cards, but I'm put you on mute for a minute. But one of the things Sonia does is when people call in, I listened to a show yesterday, and the lady called in and she asked if she was going to move. And Sonia said, before I answer your question, I want you to do this. Take a breath. Put your hands on your heart and ask the same question. And the woman did. And the woman said, she's getting that it's time for her to move. And Sonia said, exactly. You already know. You've known for months that it's time to move. That is time. So what I'm saying is, you know, we bring guests on. There are those of us who specialize in this, whatever, in spiritual realm or spiritual truth, spiritual knowledge, spiritual insight, whatever you call it. Each and every one of us, we have our own gift. We have a gift to deliver. We're here for a reason. One of Sonia's is to teach people how to connect with their vibe. The show on Hay House is called Trust Your Vibe. Her book is about connecting you with your intuition. So today, we are all being given an opportunity to either go, oh, my God, that is a tragedy. I can't believe I'm so mad. I'm so upset, or whatever the case may be, or say, wow, what good is trying to show up here? Okay, let's see. Let's do something different. So it's an opportunity to grow. And Betty, is, you know, we just kind of created a show. We're going to move Spiritual Tag Team to today because she won't be here on Wednesday. But the thing that I also want to say is just kind of feel and sense where you are about the whole thing. Even if you're feeling disappointed, I'm sort of disappointed. It's like, you know, because I get excited when I'm doing my show. I want to have a conversation. But I trust the process. So it's an opportunity for us all to trust the process, and we welcome you to number 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And let's see. We are also going to bring Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan at 1 o'clock, so stay tuned for that. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to, throw the lines open. And Betty's pulling up all her cards. Okay. Betty said, take me off mute. I want to say something before you take a break. So Betty's getting her cards, and she's rubbing her crystal ball. She's lit the incense and sage already. She's cleared the energy. Betty, what are you going to say?
You know what? I never seen a crystal ball. Someone showed me one the other day. I was telling me about one the other day, but I don't rub them. You know, it's funny how when I do readings, I often get inspiration to say things that people need to hear. Whether it's a post on Facebook or something I write. And just this morning, I had wrote a greeting to everyone on Facebook. So if you're not a fan of mine on Facebook, I hope you look me up. But the greeting I had wrote was, trust that everything comes at the perfect time and in a perfect way. God wants for you what you want for yourself. Have expectancy for your good without expectation as to when and how it should come. Remember, a watched pot never boils until you take your eyes off it. As for me, I intend to pause and trust God. And so here we are, trusting whatever you wanted to ask of Sonia today. Trust that you can still get that answer. You're just going to get it in a different way. And that's what I wanted to say.
That's right. We're going to take a quick break. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We are also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page on Facebook. Ask Life Coach Ade fan page on Facebook. We'll be right back. We're going to talk about a whisper is enough. Are you listening to that whisper, that silent voice? We'll be back.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Internal guidance system, your own personal IGS. What would it take for you to hear your spirit guide? What would it take for you to listen to the still small voice? What would it take? How long? How long? How far? Yes, that's what this time is about. There's so much going on. If you ain't feeling it, don't worry, you will. There's so much shifting happening today. You can feel the vibration if you're not feeling it. I just can't even believe nobody's feeling it. But it's about listening in. It's about staying grounded. It's about taking time to rest, to meditate, to listen to that internal guidance system. You are one with the one. You created perfectly, one with God. Nothing wrong. There is no original sin, just the original blessing. You are a blessing to the world. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. So we're doing a different kind of flow today. I guess we can still call it spiritual tag team with a psychic and a life coach. 347-426-3346. Valerie Joy.
I'd like to make it easier.
I'd like to make it
make things easier. Do you want to make your life easier? 347-466-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. That's Valerie Joy. ValerieJOI.com. We get ready. So we got people waiting in line. Let's just go. Let's get in alignment with those online. Okay, that was a manufactured. Well, it don't matter if you manufacture it. It still rhymes. Ooh, even that rhymes. Stop it. If you're listening to the show for the first time, it's okay. This is how we do things. We're relaxed. We're seriously joking about life. Because life is too serious to be taken lightly. So take it lightly. Take it seriously. Go with the flow and grow with the flow. 347-426-3346. We're also taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at AMLifeConversationsRadio.com. And Betty said earlier, just a little, for those of you who didn't catch it, we have Dennis Fairchild joining us tomorrow. So he's going to do some mini reading. He's an astrologer, and so he's going to share some insight about numerology, astrology, who you are, your energy, all of that good stuff. All right, let's go take a call. Let me see. Betty, you ready to do this thing? You ready to do this? Are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm waiting for you. So let's go.
You're waiting for me. Wait no longer. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. This looks like I think I know this number. Hold on. Let me trust my vibe. Let me see. Let me tune in. Let me. I feel a name start with a T, and then I sense an A. I feel a joyful energy. Is that correct?
All right, baby. You're so smart.
Camera Joy, how are you doing?
The smart host. I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
I get to go first. Yay.
Yeah.
Yes,
so
indeed.
Tamara. Okay, so we're going to have some fun with this because you want to look at your next 3 months ahead, right?
That sounds great.
Okay. Can you hear me shuffling?
Yeah.
Okay, tell me when to stop.
She said, yeah.
I didn't. Tell me when to stop.
To stop shuffling?
Yeah, tell me when to stop shuffling.
Stop shuffling.
Okay. Pile 1, 2, or 3?
3.
Okay. We're going to do this 2 more times. Because we're going to get we're going to get the perspective of your next 3 months from your spirit guide, from your angel, and from your higher self. So you get a triple whammy here. Tell me when to stop.
Stop.
Okay.
Number 1, 2, 3. 2.
Okay. And one more time.
Okay. Stop.
Okay.
Number one.
All righty. Do-do-do-do-do. I like the hum.
I was thinking the space. Amber, I love you. I know that's like fill in the blank.
Okay. Now we're going to go from February, March, and April. So from your guide, March, next February is a month where a lot of loose ends are going to be start getting tied up for you. So anything that you put out there that you want to sort of complete and finish, you're going to find that energy in February really strong. It's also a month where your guys want you to spend a little bit more time by yourself next month. If there's any month in the next 3 months where they want you to start focusing on meditating more and just sitting quietly, they want you to do it next month. Because the energy. Now, next month is a month they want. The reason is because they want you to use your intuitive abilities a little more next month. So because things are ending for you next month, you might have to think which way you want to go. So what they're saying is you're going to have to trust your vibes, but trust your intuition a lot next month. And sitting quietly will help you to do that. You have to know things are going to work out for you. There's some great energy around you about things working out for you the way you want next month. Now, there might be something coming up next month that will end or would take off that you might think was out of your reach. like a dream. So this is where the belief coming in is following your intuition, because you're going to see it's a great energy month for you next month, Will, where things are ending and what seemed a slightly impossible or far off dream start coming around in the month of February. In the month of March, you'll find yourself doing a few things where you may feel you get a lot of outside talking. So it's a month where you're going to have to sort of stand your ground with a lot of things. March is a month, and not too much, but it's a month where a few people, you might get one or two people not quite liking the way you do a few things in the month of March.
Okay.
However, it's a month where a lot of things are going to happen for you. So be prepared to say things like, man, that seemed like a miracle. Wow, luck is on my side. It's just one of those months where you start seeing those phases that people call luck or being in the right place at the right time. Yeah, guys say we like to call them little miracles that you might not see them that way. But it's a month where if anything good can happen to you and go your way, it's definitely going to take place in the month of March. Now, it's a month where you might have a feeling that you're alone with a lot of things. So as you come from February, where things are ending, and whatever is ending and taking place, you drag that into the month of March. And as you tie up some loose ends, some people might not necessarily like how you do it. So you're still going to do it, but you might feel like, you know, I'm a lone man standing here doing this, even though all these great things are going to happen for you in March. But no, you're not alone. Spiritually, you're not alone. You have a lot of spiritual help that month. So if there's any time you're going to be more in tune with your spirit as you go forward, it's going to be in the month of March.
Okay.
Now, April comes, and boy, does it pay off for you. So whatever's happening in those 2 months, it continues its ride all the way up until the month of April. April, the card, is material and spiritual prosperity, which means from your hard work, from your sacrifice, a lot of things now are coming back to you.
Mm.
And it's a month where you're going to be able to just take a little rest and really enjoy some of these things that's coming back. Also, it's a month where your confidence is going to be really high. Why wouldn't it be? I mean, you've just come from the month of March with a lot of little wonderful things happening. You're rolling into the month of April where it continues, and now you can actually take a break and rest. And so your confidence become very high. And spiritually you feel more secure too. And it's a month where you're no longer feeling alone. So the last month you were feeling, might be a little long, it's a little long, some things are ending, I'm sort of standing on my own. Well, as you go into the following month, that tends to lessen off, and you're not only confident, but you're able to relax a little and enjoy what's coming in, and you'll also be able to give back. So it's a month where you'll be able to give more time to people. You might have a little bit more money to give to people. So energetically, for the next 3 months, February is about resting, regrouping, believing now where you want to go and that all these things are possible. You're going to get little validations for that. March is where the little miracles happen. Things come in. You might be feeling like I'm a lone man standing here as I go forward, but April is when everything pays off and starts flowing in, and you're able to relax and give back and not feel alone.
Sounds great. Sign
that's
me
where
up.
You,
I guess
well,
I am signing up.
That I was just going to say that. You are already
signed
up.
So you, I am signed up.
You got the perfect opportunity, like a seed, to rest in February.
Yeah.
You put the seed in the ground, all it does is just rest. And then
a few weeks
later, it dies. A little miracle is like, whoa, look at me, I'm coming alive. And then after a while, it bursts out and people can start to see the harvest of the seed. So, yes, you already signed up. Enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
Grow and grow with the flow.
And what I tell people is, when this is just seeing energetically what you are attracting to you in those next 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Are they there at the moment? No, it's coming.
Okay.
It's like this little energy wave coming your way. At any moment, you can shift any of those
on
your thought process. So if you decide, I don't want to rest next month, and I'm going to stay nervous, and I'm not going to really believe, it causes a ripple effect in the other months.
Right.
So, energy. At this moment of now, where we stand, you have a great 3 months coming up for you.
Okay. Thank you. That's very helpful, because I'm so tired, and I'm not. It's like a struggle for me to give myself permission to rest. So,
and believe.
I'm going to surrender more.
Resting and believing and following your intuition.
Right.
So that's what all of February energetically is about for you.
Okay.
And then it just snowballs in the next 2 months after that.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
And here's something for you before you go, Tamara.
Yeah.
Before you go, Tamara, and everybody else listening, rest, R-E-S-T, simply means release excuses and stay true to yourself.
Thank you.
When you release all the excuses, just be true to yourself. Allow yourself. You said you're tired. That's a good thing. When your body's tired, you're in trouble. So you can't run from it. Take the time.
That's right.
Just be still. Thank you. Thank you, Tamara.
Thank you.
Number 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. You know, Betty, as you were doing Tamara's reading, one of the things that come up for me is, you know, when we really take time to listen, when we take time to just be still, We really know what we're supposed to do. We really know. Sometimes we're looking for confirmation just to make sure we're on the right path. But in taking the time to listen, we can listen to our heart. You can hear what our heart, what our soul, what our spirit is trying to tell us. And I think sometimes we get so busy running here, we get so busy worrying about what we don't want, worrying about what we think is going to go wrong, that we don't spend time to say, well, wait a minute, what can go right? How can this turn out for the good? And I get that if we're one with spirit, we're one with God, one with love, this is a real lesson for humanity. You know, each and every one of this is a lesson to learn. It's to realize that we're one with love, one with God. I'm not talking emotional love, that kind of, oh, I'm in love. No, I'm talking about the love that sets you free. And you're free to choose and be and have whatever you desire. But you must be that in vibration. You must match it. You must match it with your vibration. Go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, I was about to say, you know, we're vibrating all the time, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. It's just most of us do it unconsciously. We're unconsciously attracting things to ourselves through our worry, through our struggles, through our not letting go. And then when it hits, you know, we scratch our head and wonder, you know, what's happening. You know, I give reading after reading all the time, especially in the shops that I read. And 98% of the people already know what they want to do. They're looking for some sort of validation, you know, and perhaps they're looking from their guides or their angels to say, you know, this or that or other. But what often comes through when I read them is their guides turn it right back on them and say, what do you choose to do? What do you feel you need to do? Because then we will take you where you want to go. And it's all about your own power and your own strength. 2012 is a high vibrational energy year, and a lot of people, especially women, are feeling it deeply. And it's a year where I hear person after person stand up and say, you know what, I'm tired of this 20-year-old job, or this relationship of 20 years is not working for me anymore, and this and that, and they're really trying to find themselves, and more people are going after their dreams. So getting a month-by-month energy reading for yourself, it's a great way to see what you are unconsciously attracting to yourself. In that way, you can always look back. You can look at it and go, oh, my goodness, I need to shift that vibration in that month. That's not quite what I intended to attract for myself. And because it's so many months down the line, I can see it. And do something. I remember one time I got a reading from a psychic, and she told me that I was going to have a tough year toward the end of the year, and come January, things will shift for me. And I remember looking at her and going, not anymore. Not now that I know what's there energetically, I know what to do to shift it.
Mm-hmm.
And And so here is where you really, really, really trust your vibration, and you, like you said, feel, you know, sit and don't be afraid of the answer that comes to you, because if that answer comes to you, you will also get an answer, not an answer, but you'll also get advice how to get through it, whatever comes to you. You'll never get an answer and not get instructions on how to get through it. It just don't, you know, it's going to always come.
Yes, indeed.
But, you know, so you know, if you want to get a reading from somebody, try to get an energy reading. Try to see what you're unconsciously attracting to yourself, because a lot of times we just don't know. We think we're on the right track or doing the right thing, and not realizing our thought process is bringing something else to us. In Tamara's case, you know, her energy is saying, we need you to take a break next month. We need you to start putting out the energy of belief next month, because we see what's attracting. And the reason we're going to say it in the first month as opposed to the last 2 months is because we want those goods to keep coming to you. So, you know, that's what I want to say. When you want to ask a question, think about it. You already know the answer. Long time ago, I listened to I'm About to Age Myself. Irma Bomback, if anybody know her. And I'm from Chicago, and they had a columnist named Ann Landers. And I used to read that, Ask Ann Landers, and then Irma Bomback had one. And I thought to myself, I think the people already know their answer to their question. I think they're just sending her the question for validation to what they already know they need to do. Mm-hmm. So if you want validation...
Yeah, I like that. You want validation? 347-426-3346. You know, it's this thing called life. Our regular listeners know, hear me say this. You know, we're living in two worlds. We're living the world of what I call the duality of oneness. We're living in the spiritual realm and the realm of humanity. Some people may disagree with it. It really doesn't matter. It's just another perspective, another point of view, how they see it. But for me, what works for me is there's a part of me that is spiritual. There's a part of me that is living. The spiritual part of me lives on this physical plane. So there's that challenge of knowing what is right, what is wrong. Well, when I start doing which one is right, which one is wrong, I'm coming more from the human perspective. I'm looking at life from a, you know, maybe life is against me rather than for me. But when I recognize my spiritual nature, what are you doing over there, Miss Sadie?
Okay. I'm on Ask Life Coach Ade page, and there's a few people want to know what's being attracted. So I guess I will
say that again.
I said there's a few people on the Ask Life Coach Ade page who want to know what they're attracting in the next 3 months. So
you're on the computer. Okay. I'm like, what is that noise? Okay, so it's like really reminding ourselves, more importantly, and I don't know, I mean, you can share in the chat room, how many of you have been feeling tired, feeling some, maybe you feel like being uninspired, or you just feel this heavy energy? There's nothing wrong with you. There is a shift. There is a shift. Balance is happening on this planet right now. You know, the masculine and that was over-dominant, if you will, it's now being balanced by the feminine energy. So it's time to honor ourselves. Yes, go ahead, get validation. Don't get addicted to the validation, but also recognize that you are connected. We're all psychic, we're all intuitive, and whatever you're here to give, to deliver, deliver it. You are here to be the face of God. And your soul is here for a reason. Your soul is here for a reason. And unless you know what that is, you might feel a little bit lost. But once you get in alignment, once you know what that is, and we're going to come to Kathleen's question in a minute. Once you know once you know what that is, you will have a sense of groundedness. Even if everything around you is crumbling, if everything around you is shaking up, once you are clear, how do you know what your soul purpose is, what your soul mission is? When you're doing it, when you're talking about it, you light up. When you're talking about it, people are drawn to you. Now, what you don't want to do is to say, oh, well, you know, I've been doing that since I was a child. Well, big deal. But what is that thing that you just do so well?
that you don't even know how you learned to do it. Maybe you learned. Maybe somebody influenced you. Maybe you read a book. Maybe your grandparents taught you something. Sonia talks about how her mother trusts her, taught her to trust her intuition because of the experience, traumatic experience her mother went through. So through the traumatic experience, Sonia's mother learned to trust her intuition because her intuition, that inner guidance said, you're going to be all right. Now, from that, she was able to pass the gift on to Sonia and say, trust your vibe. And now Sonia has written over 18 books because she learned to trust her vibe. And she'll be the first one to tell you, I'm not special. We all have this gift. Now, just really start to see yourself differently. Start to see yourself differently. Trust the vibe. Trust your vibe. Let it be. Let it happen. 347-426-3346. Let's go back to Betty. What were you going to say about questions?
I was going to say that I was going first to Maureen. If you want to know, there are several people I just seen ask questions under a post. I can't see it when it's like that. So I was going by the ones that was standing out on its own. So if you are sending anything, if you would like me to do a 3 month for you and you post that on Ask Life Coach Ade, do not put it under a post that's already on the page because it's very difficult for me to see it. And that's why I'm already pulled cards for Maureen Wendy Dearborn first. Got it?
Yeah, I'm over to you.
So what I'm saying is you were going to go to Kathleen next. I'm saying we can do that, but
let's do that, and then that takes us to 1 o'clock for Celestial Moments with Celeste Morgan. Kathleen wants to know. I would love to. Okay, don't drop. No, I'm just going to read how the word sounds to me. I would love to know what Betty sees in the next 3 months. For me. Thank you both. You know, I got to put on Kathleen's voice. Hadi, do you mind? Can you just tell me what you bet if you in the next 3 months? Okay, you got it?
I got it, but I'm going to Maureen first. Do you get that? I'm going to Maureen, not Kathleen, first.
All right, go to Maureen. What's the difference? Tomato, tomato, same thing. Go ahead. Go to Maureen. Let me go to Kathleen.
Then we'll go to Kathleen, and then we'll go to Carolyn, because what happened is they posted under a post, and which means
that's why I can't find it, because I keep looking for it. Oh, I see it.
What I'm saying?
Oh,
so
wow.
I went to Maureen, but she didn't post under a post.
Okay,
now, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Okay. So, Maureen. Maureen, now, I'm going to tell you right now, for you, the next 3 months are going to be very intense. This is where your spirit guides are holding you by the shoulders and saying, girlfriend, I really want you to listen. Now, February is going to be a super beautiful month for you. You've come a long way, your guides are saying, which means that from last year up into here, whatever work you're trying to do, they're acknowledging it and saying, you know what, this is, you know, the world is almost energetically, you're going into it where it's just great for you. So you've come a long way. You got to see that. It's the little, if I want to call it a warning, that they want to give to you. You have to see how far you've come and how far you are about to be taken. Next month is a month where you should start feeling a little bit more balanced in what you're doing and where you want to go. It's also a month where they're wanting you to reward yourself. So it could mean, what the angels are saying, it could mean that you might be the last in line when it comes to patting your own self on the back and treating yourself and giving yourself a nice treat for work done. So your angels would like you to go out there and buy something for yourself, reward yourself. You're also going to get rewarded, which means next month is a month where people might recognize you a little more. Next month, spiritually, your guys are saying you're going to, it's almost like your third eye is going to click in and you're going to see beyond illusion. So you're going to go and see a little bit beyond things that's happening around you. This is great going into 2012. And then it's just seeing beyond anything as you go into it. So February is a month of clarity for you. It's a month where you should just really feel high and good energetically. You're going to feel it from your guides. And it's a month where they want you to really now start appreciating and taking a look at you and saying, damn, I'm good. Now, March, it's a month where I don't know if you meditate, I don't know what you're doing spiritually for yourself, but you're going to feel it strong in the month of March. I like to tell people that if your guides, if you've been trying to connect with your guides and angels, if they come on a little strong for you, take it. You know, they won't come. They will come as the strongest they know you can handle it. But there's going to be a lot of changes for you in the month of March. You're going to walk away from some things that are no longer serving you, and you're walking into a much better place. So it's also a month where a lot of forgiveness is going to take place. So if you're having trouble forgiving a person or yourself, you're going to find out in the month of March is when things come together and a whole bunch of forgiveness and healing comes to place. Now, you got two cards of intensity in the month of March. So March, if there's a month where things are just going to go super fast for you and with intensity, it's going to be in the month of March. So as you go after those projects, you know, contracts, whatever you're trying to do, you're going to see that it revs up in the month of March. Because April, you find yourself being, it's almost like if I have to say this year, when it's going to be that year where things shift for you big time and it becomes newness and you become more stable financially, materialistically, home-wise, it's going to be in the month of April. So April is the month where you're going to be just a little more solid, a little bit more stable in everything. However, because the last month was so intense, your angels are saying, look, this is a month where we want you to now just to pause. We want you to pause and take things in to see where you want to go next. The reason for that, your higher self is saying, the reason they're wanting you to pause is because this is the month where you become very aware of things, not only within yourself but around you. So pausing will help you to examine those things so you can see where you're going next. So the next 3 months for you are going to be intense, just full of spiritual awakening. So a lot of spiritual awakening coming for you in the next 3 months, particularly in that middle month of March, and ending it with just pausing, taking it all in. Your awareness for the next 3 months is about to kick in really, really high. I think in the next 3 months it's going to be very hard for anyone to pull anything over your eyes that you're not going to be able to see and understand. So, Maureen, that's how the next 3 months are shaping up for you.
Yes, indeed. And I know Maureen, she has been busy the last few months. So, yes, I can attest to her in the chat room. She's saying, yes, I get it. I feel right. I understand. Yes, brace yourself. You are listening to Ask Life Coach at AMLifeConversationsRadio.com. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. He lied. Well, you know, we're all allowed to make a lie. Well, you know, the show is evolving to 2 hours, but not yet. But somehow, we'll see. But anyway, moving right along, to find out more about our upcoming guests and the past guests, we have a, you know, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, Life Conversations, don't leave out the S, lifeconversationsmedia.com, all the interview with Greg Braden, Deborah Johnson, Summer, Max Stravick, you know, it's all on there. Tomorrow we have Dennis Fairchild joining us. And now it's time for, we're going to take calls. We're taking your calls and taking your questions. And I'm multitasking here, so let's do this, because Betty's got the extraterrestrial trying to download some stuff. I guess the aliens are trying to ask Betty, what's ahead for the next 3 months? You were tuning into your vibes. So let's put Betty on mute for a minute as we get ready for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. But before we do that, check this out.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Yes, you are. Even in spite of what you're going through and growing through, you are wonderful. You are healed. You are the delight of God. And more importantly, you are free. And if you're not experiencing the freedom, it's time to take a breath, breathe in, and breathe out. Even if you're using a machine to breathe, the fact that you can consciously breathe in and breathe out, that's a demonstration of your freedom. It's time for a celestial moment with Celeste Morgan, who is waiting in line patiently. And where's Celeste? Right here. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing, my friend?
I am great, Life Coach today, and hello, Betty. I know she's muted, but before I get started and say hello to the family, at some point in this show, I would really be honored if Betty can pull cards for me this week. It would be personally very powerful to have that experience, and at any point, and it could just be one card, because I'm willing to be last so other people can go first, and I'm so serious. Okay, so with that said, hello, family. Good afternoon. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace what is showing up in your life right now. It's a fire week. We have the appearance of two celebrations for goddesses, Bridget and Oya, a groundhog, candles, and lightning. It's Monday, January 30th, 2012. Add the date, and you get 2043. Add 2043, and the energy of the day equals 9. 9 generally means luck, fate, force, capability, experience, and solitude, among other things. The 9th letter of the alphabet is I. Words like introspection, inner, and intuition are an invitation to check in with our soul desires. 9 is the butterfly in medicine cards, leading the way to transformation. 9 is the crone in Mother Peace Tarot, making heart-mind decisions at the crossroads. Today, we're going to put the spotlight on how 9 shows up from the perspective of Mother Peace Tarot through the dance of 9 in the suit of discs. We are focusing on grounding. The 9 of discs features a healer alone in the desert. She is involved in sacred play, creating a sand painting to see the story of her life. What is unfolding on the sand is the void, the unknown. But the appearance of the snake reminds that wisdom and fire are her friends. She is not alone, though it might appear to be that way. She can believe the messages she receives in her quiet time. She can also strengthen her voice by having faith in the power of her clarity and her courage, because she loves herself and embraces all that shows up. She is enjoying the vibration she is holding, and she wants more. So she nurtures her seed. She pays attention and trusts the process of creation by digesting lessons and good times. All of it can be used towards soul evolution. Yes, introspection is the key to open the door to transformation through the power of 9. To embrace your own love song is what it really means to trust your inner voice. Then you get to know for yourself that all is well. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Thank you for how you pull it together. I call Celeste the storygrapher, because she likes to bring story and take a picture. So I put photographer and story together, storygrapher. She joins it together. Are you grounded? Are you going and glowing with the flow? 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We've got quite a lot of questions to get through, or a lot of readings to get through. So let's go here. Let's click this tab and click that tab. It's the wrong tab. Let's try this tab. Let's unmute Betty. Okay. no, don't unmute Betty yet. So let's go here. Let's take a break. Today, you know, I was all ready. I had my suit on, my tie to really go to work. And here I am now feeling like I need to get in my jogging pants and just chill and relax. Yeah, that's just a symbolism. I'm already relaxed. Well, we're going to take a break. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. We invite you lovingly to share this show with your friends, with your lovers, with your family members, with your coworker, with the supervisor that gets on your nerves. Just share with them. You're not supposed to be listening to a radio show at work. It's like, I know, but you got to listen to this. After they listen to this, they'll come and give you a hug. They might even cry. Can I have a clean experience? I've been in a I've been don't use those words on radio. I've been meaning to you. I'm sorry. This is your supervisor now. Anyway, by clicking the like button, I'm having fun today. I'm having fun. Why not? That's what life is about. No matter what is going on, I commit to having fun. Click the like button. Share it on social networks, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Dig, StumbleUpon, LinkedIn, whatever, and .ding.com. I don't care where you share it. And just remind those folks, if they miss it, they can download the show. It's already archived and all the other good stuff. Y'all just don't know. I do a lot. I'm just working easy. You know, anybody can't do this. Okay, stop it. This is where you need to stop. Just take a break. And
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Have courage, make that move. What do you desire in your life? What shift, what change do you want in your life? Maybe it's time to let go of the judgments about yourself. Maybe it's time to see yourself as beautiful. Maybe it's time to see the love that you are. Maybe you want your partner, your lover, your wife, your husband, your children, your coworker to see you that you really matter. Well, guess what? It's more powerful when you be the change you want to see. Start today.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Yes, indeed. Just if you listen for 1 minute, 1 second, half a second, nanosecond, this conversation will change your life. Just by the mere fact that you're here. Let's go back to readings. And for those of you who are just joining us and thinking, that doesn't sound like Sonia. What's, she have a cold? Her voice sounds different. It's not Sonia, because just the way the energies will have it. She's not here in person, but she's here spiritually. You know how that goes. And everything is perfect. We're going to go to Betty and then do Kathleen, and then we go back to the phone calls. Yes, yes, yes. Go ahead, Betty.
Hello, hello. Well, Kathleen, February starts off with a month where you begin to feel a little bit more balanced. Now, I don't know if you're looking to do a project or look for a new job or whatever it may be. It's a month where you get a partnership, which means somebody comes in to help you with something. Now, this is a great partnership that will happen for you, but you have to remember to keep an imbalance, not give more than you take, and vice versa. Now, and that's from your guide. So they're saying, you know, we're about to send someone to help you along with something in the month of March. Now, your angels are saying it's that whatever this is, it might be something that you feel you cannot do. So often where spirit brings something our way that would take us to the next level. And we may feel, excuse me, that we don't have what it takes, whether We're too old, too young, don't have enough education, so forth and so on. So initially know that whatever this person, or it could be a job, whatever is presented to you next month, you will have what you need to get through it and to do it, though you may initially feel that you don't. It's also a month where your motheringness comes in. Now, I don't know if you have children, but the mother card, when it comes up, usually means that you're either dealing with your children, but in this case, you may pull back a little bit. So it's a month where you want to spend maybe perhaps a little bit more time with your kids if you have one, or be more childlike. Now, you're going to start seeing things a little clearly next month, in the month of February. So because of that, it might take some of the edge off of you not thinking you can do whatever the Spirit is going to bring to you in the month of February. Now, we go over in the month of March, because whatever comes in the month of March, you're excited. It's going to bring you some stability that you're looking for. It's going to give you that solid foundation. But you might get a little impatient, because now you're going to want it, and you're going to want it now. And you have to know that things are going to work for you in the next 3 months, but they're going to go a little slower, perhaps than normal. So just be patient. Things right now are happening for you in the background that you don't realize that's happening. Now, your angels are saying it's a month where you need to learn a little more, which means whatever it is this partnership wants to do for you will require you to do a little bit more learning. And that doesn't necessarily have to mean school. It can mean through a course. It can mean through a workshop in your area, or some type of workshop that you can do online. Or it can simply mean finding a book on the subject and reading a little bit more about that. Now, your higher self is saying one of the things you're going to have to be careful of in the month of March is you're going to have to make a decision based on all from last month, from February into March, on what to do. And you might be a little puzzled as to what to do first. And, you know, I'm smiling because what they tell me is you're going to have to trust your vibes. Isn't it funny, Ida, how that keeps coming up? Mm-hmm. But here it's going to have to trust and let go, and things will happen, go on the flow. Say which one feels right to me at the moment, and don't worry about what the left hand is trying to do. March is a month of stability, but it's a month of being patient and a month of learning. Now, April, they're saying, and they're continuing on, they're saying we want you to use your creativity a little bit more. It's going to come out in the month of April. So your creative juices is really going to start flowing in the month of April. You're going to feel a lot more balanced. And they want you to play music. So music is going to really help you in the month of April to become just a little bit more in tune, a little bit more in balance. It's a month where they just want you to take it easy. You know, the innocence, it's amazing. That seemed to be a theme with everyone. They stay pushed them, and then they say, now take it easy. We got you going where you need to go. So in the month of April, it's a month where, you know, you want to just start enjoying life and seeing it very innocently and simplicity. That creativity of yours is going to just shine forth and come out. So February is a month of some new adventure coming your way. Probably, if you have kids, either connect more with them. If you don't, your inner child, you're gonna start seeing things a little differently. But don't rush it. As you go into March, things are working on your behalf in the background that you might not realize it. There's going to be some schooling you need to do, whether it's through a book or website. And then finally, April, it's where your creative juices flow through. They want you to listen more to music. Something about music for you ties things in together. So that's going to be a huge benefit for you in the month of April, particularly if you play a musical instrument. They would like you to start doing that again. And just take things instantly in the month of April. You're going to be able to afford to after the next 2 months. So there you have it.
Kathleen.
Good. Before we go to the phone, that was Kathleen. We're going to go to the phone. Before we do this, let's see. Wendy said, thank you for the reading on your show this morning. It was so on point. It feels so right, and I've been gearing up to move on things that I'm being drawn to. I will take the wisdom of my angels, guides, and higher self. You validated what has been told to me. Hearing in the physical clarified it for me. It fell into place, and I must say that I feel calmer. Really, I never allowed anyone to read for me for a variety of reasons. I was honored to have you read for me today. Ooh, Betty. This is somebody who don't want to read. And this is from Dr. Wendy Maureen, a.k.a. Maureen. So, yes. So let's go to the call. Akashic, who is you? Reveal yourself. You said a recorded message. I thought someone in the chat room said they haven't seen me in a while. You haven't seen me in a while? Where? I don't know you by Akashic. Let me know. Send me a private message or something. Let's go to the call. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And I had a thought about something, but it's gone, so don't worry about it. Stay in a moment. Let's go to area code 323, and then we'll go back to the Ask Life Coach at a fan page. Take a breath. Breathe out. And go to 323, area code. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Kahira. I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Your name is what again?
Kahira.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so you want to see what the next 3 months. Can you hear me shuffling?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Let me know. Tell me stop when you think I need to. Now, while I'm doing this, and I want you to, you know, think of this, what does the next 3 months hold for me? So just think of that and then tell me when to stop.
Tahira, you know you're going to tell her when to stop, right?
Tahira, hello?
Are you there?
Hello?
She's there, but she's quiet.
Kahira, are you there?
Oh, sorry, it was on mute. No wonder you didn't hear me the first time. No, I think she can stop.
Our vibe is strong, but not that strong. But my vibe told me you weren't talking or I couldn't hear you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
1, 2, or 3.
Pile 1, 2, or 3.
Say it again. Pile 1, 2, or 3.
3.
Okay. And then do it again.
Okay.
Was that okay to stop?
Yes.
Okay. Pile 1, 2, or 3.
2.
Okay, one last time.
Okay, you can stop.
Okay. Pile 1, 2, or 3.
2.
Okay. All righty. Now, next month, you know, whatever's happening or whatever you're dealing with right now, you may be going through something that might be a little tough right now, and it could be to the point where you're just getting tired of it. And next month is a month where there's some loose things are just going to close in for you. That is, it's going to end for you. Now, you're going to feel get a lot of spiritual help next month. So you might feel deep promptings. You might feel deep guidance for whatever reason, that's your spirit guide going to come in and say, look, you know what, you're so close to completing some things that might not necessarily be comfortable for you to deal with right now. And so we want to make sure you complete it. So we're gonna take over for you a little bit. We're going to help you get over that hump so you get a lot. Now, it's a month where you want to stick to whatever commitment you've made. So if you're committed to do something coming in from 2011, coming into 2012, that you may find it difficult, just hold on to that a little bit longer. You're going to get a lot of angel help in that department to stick with that. But know that next month should be a much easier month for you to get through any challenges that you're experiencing. It's a month, as they work with you, they want to keep your energy really strong. And how do they want to do that? Your higher self is saying, look, we need you just to start enjoying some little things next month. Just do little things that, like a kid, will have an adventure. I don't care if it's going to a movie, treating yourself to a fattening meal, whatever that's going to bring a smile on your face next month. They want you to do more of that because they're working really hard behind the scenes with you, and they want to keep that energy to a certain level while they do that in the month of February. So you're going to see a lot of things in for you, particularly anything that has been really tough for you to deal with. You're going to see it lessening next month. Now, I can see why your angels and guides are coming in really strongly, because the month of March, if I can see your whole year and look at your whole year out, I don't think any of them will be as strong as March is going to be for you. March is a month of wishes fulfilled, so you're going to find it to be a little bit an emotional month for you. When I say an emotional month, this is a month where you might feel some joy. Some things might happen to you that normally don't happen that you're feeling a little emotional about, happy-wise. This is a month where you really want to send out your intentions, where you really want to now say, I now see where I want to go. I want to put it out there. Trust that intuition because you're going to see things in the month of March happening really fast. Your spirit guides are saying, hold on to your seatbelt because things are going to speed up. So, for instance, say now that in the month of February you start seeing you had a hardship with finding a new job that you want, or money-wise. You're going to somehow see that easing up in the month of February, which is going to give you that push that they need you to have going into the month of March. Now, the month of March, you're going to put out what you want. You're going to have a little bit more money. You're going to feel a little bit more stronger in the month of March. But what your angel is saying is, having said all that, it's a month where you really need to speak your truth. You really need to tell people what you feel is true to you. There might not be people who like your truth, but that's okay. And it's a month where they want you to maybe, find more time to just sit by yourself and be quiet. So even though things are going to happen for you, you need to take those 30-second breaks throughout the day. And so throughout the month, get in the habit of taking little breaks and just sitting quietly. It's because they are trying to come into you more deeply. The next month after that is April. April is a new beginning month for you. It's where everything that could happen great for you happens in the month of April. The card was destiny, which is says that the energy is so strong around you. In the next March and April, the energy is so strong, you really should start really putting out what you want, and you will see things come to you really quickly. Now, it's a month where you might feel a little stressed, your angels are saying. So a lot of times when things are happening for us really fast, we tend to get a little stressed. So make sure in the month of April that you do things to alleviate stress for you as you take on some of these things that your guides and angels is going to send. And you're going to notice that you don't have to fight so hard. You know, it seems like you fight for everything you want, but you always keep that armor on. Even though things might get a little better for you, you have that coat of arming on just in case. And so they're saying, you know what, April, you're going to be able to not fight so much and not have to fight so hard for what you want and protect yourself extra hard. Does that make sense? And so the month of next month is all about ending up some things. You might find yourself a little tired in the month of February, but you're going to get a lot of spiritual help to push you through just by doing little simple things. And the next 2 months after that, wow, are just fantastic. So long as you speak your truth, have some breaks in between, you know, deal with the little stress that you may feel in the month of April, and realize that, you know what, you can take it easy now as you go toward what you want. You surely want to have the means to do so, but you might not be accustomed to doing so. So just know that, okay?
Wow, thank you so much. I needed that.
You're welcome. You're welcome, Tahira. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com, the number is 347-426-3346. And everybody, all together now, tell Life Coach Ade, resistance is futile. It's no point. The show's already been extended, like it or not. So we're here Monday to Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, we're here Monday to Thursday, 12. I can't say it. I just can't say we're here to two. I just can't say it. Okay, let's go to Carolyn, and then we'll go back. We'll go to Deborah. Let's go to Carolyn. Carolyn, right? Yeah, Carolyn. You ready? And you got the question, Betty?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, so you want me to get it for you, or you want to go to the phone line, and then I can... Well, actually, all she wants to know is, what's there really no question is, what's up for me 3 months, for the next 3 months, and then we'll go to Deborah.
Okay, so what's up for her? And the next thing, let me go to the page and look at her picture.
Okay.
Because that helps me when
she's about to look through your eyes. She's about to pick up some vibes, Carolyn. You better be smiling.
No.
Life is good. 347-426-3346. And once again, for those of you who just stopping by and say, oh, I got to listen to Sonia. I love her. She's a great teacher. Well, she's not here because Ryan, oops, I didn't mean to say names, but it doesn't matter because we all won. He forgot to put it down in the calendar. But it's not a mistake. It's a perfect opportunity for us to show up. It's how life happens. There are no mistakes. It's working out just the way it needs to happen. So we just go and grow with the flow. We welcome all of you for being here, for sharing the show. Thank you. Thank you for all you do. And as you do what you do, remember, you are here to be the face of God. Spiritual growth and transformation is yummy, but ooh, it can be messy sometimes. It's not for everybody, but, you know, just hold on. If you're experiencing a spiritual
You say it's not for everybody, but everybody will go through
Oh,
it.
No, it ain't for everybody. Spiritual growth and transformation ain't for everybody. I said ain't for everybody because, whew, I said it. I did. Life Coach Ade put it. Let the record show that Life Coach Ade said spiritual growth and transformation ain't for everybody. But if you've got to get on that path, brace yourself.
Brace yourself.
Because it means you're waking up. And when you wake up, you start to see things you've been denying, you don't want to see. It causes you to grow, to expand, and embrace all that life is. Everybody ain't ready for that. So anyway, let's move on to Carolyn, and then we'll go to Deborah.
Okay, Carolyn, so starting in the month of February for you. Now, I don't know if you work with a partner or are thinking about working with somebody in the month of February. And that could even be partnership in a job you currently have. But the month of February might find you when it comes to dealing with another person. You're either going to think you're doing more than your share of work, and it's beginning to become a little bit off balance. This is, you know, having said that, your guys are saying, you know what, this is going to be a great partnership for you. You just have to make sure in the month of February, no matter who you're working with and what you're working together with, you got to make sure, crucially, that it stays balanced, that one person do not give more than the other. So energetically, what you attract to you is balanced partnerships. And that's even if you're partnering something with your spouse, with your kids, it's just all partnerships. Make sure next month that it balances out, especially where you're concerned, not taking on more than is necessary. Now, what your English is saying is that they want you to start focusing on something you feel passionate about next month. You're probably going to be actually nudged that way. So here is taking up a cause or speaking out or just going after something that you feel passionate about that you may feel you want to add your voice to next month. And your higher self is saying, you know what, all in all, it's going to be a month where things become a little bit harmonious for you. So here it might feel like February is where your newness begin, that as you start balancing things out, and looking into more what you want to do, things begin to harmonize for you. And it's a month where ultimately your higher self is saying you're going to, the first week might be a little, I wouldn't say challenging, but where you might really have to look deeply, and then it slowly balances out. Now, March is a month where you, as you're balancing it out, you become into that balance in March. And it's a month where they're saying, we want you to spend a lot more quiet time alone. So we want you to, meditate a little more long. Find places where you can have those me moments in the month of March. And this is your higher self. They're trying to communicate with you. And it seems like the best way for them to do that, your spirit guides, is when you are quiet and when you're reflecting and meditating. And you're going to find them come in stronger in the month of March. If you allow that to. Now, during this time of spending time along and feeling more balanced, some things will shift inside of you. There's a lot of forgiveness happening. So if there's someone, something, some situation that you are having a hard time dealing with, letting go, forgiving, moving on from, you're going to find out in the month of March that tends to shift more in your favor. Shift. Now, the reason that's going to shift, the reason is this, because there are some things your higher self says that you, whether it's through religion, whether it's through society, whether it's through family, that you've been conditioned to believe that you will allow that will start pulling away from you in the month of March, which is why you're guide is saying we need you to start sitting more quietly by yourself, which means they're going to start bringing some things to you that may have you taking a double look or saying, and so it's a month where you start becoming unconditioned from some things that might have kept you held in a certain thought process that they're now moving you from. Now, April, it's a month where there is something that's going to be presented to you that you have to choose. And your guide is saying, look, we took you through the month of March to prepare you for this coming up in April. And in April, there's a choice you're going to have to make. We need you to take your time with it. We don't need you to take a whole lot of time with it, but we need you to make a very wise choice. You're going to be guided to do that anyway. So I like to say, don't worry. It's a month where a lot of wisdom will take place for you. It should be a fairly successful month, so much so that your angels now come in and say, we're going to send you on a retreat. So in the month of March, you might get hints or someone might tell you about some trip or something that you might be interested in taking. And don't worry about where you're going to get the money or if you're going to have time. This is when the angels come in and say, we really need you to take this retreat in the month of April. And we're going to make sure that things are in place. What they're doing is now that you are being unconditioned from some things and you're becoming balanced, this retreat is what the doctor ordered. And what your higher self is saying is the reason for this retreat is because we now want you to start enjoying, experiencing things very simply. We want you to start to experiencing life and not just being in it. And so we're extending you on this retreat, particularly after you make this wise decision. So the next 3 months ends up with you really February doing something that you really like, feeling the harmony that's going to come in, making sure things are staying balanced when you're working with someone or something. And then that following month, it's really about you just meditating, being more in with yourself. They're going to come in and uncondition you, whatever that is, from a lot of things. And then April, you're going to be able to relax with a little retreat. Now, this doesn't have to be long, but it would usually is something that's away from your home. So a weekend away somewhere or a week. But they will take care of the details. You just trust the process that they will give and to get you from where you are to where you want to be. So,
indeed. Trust the process. What better way to trust by not knowing now what the end result will look like? That's one way to develop trust. How do you develop your spiritual muscles? Through the challenges and the struggles and the problems, whatever name you want to call them. That's how you develop your spiritual muscle. If you want to be able to be a psychic and all that and be grounded and connected, well, guess what? Life is ready and helping you in the process. 347-426-3346. We're going to go to Deborah. Then we're going to get to Nidal's question. Nildal, I think I pronounced that. Nildal, there you go. And then Vanera. Let's go to Deborah so we can get through all this cold. Yes, there we go. Deborah, how are you doing?
Hi, Ade. Hi, Betty. How are you today? I'm doing wonderful and so happy and honored to have an opportunity to talk with you today.
Oh, great. Thank you. Great. So let's see what the next 3 months holds for Deborah. So I want you to do the same thing as I asked the last caller. I want you to think, what does the next 3 months hold for me? And I need you to tell me when to stop shuffling.
Okay,
stop shuffling, or okay, I understood what you just said.
Okay, I understood what you just said.
Cupid shuffle. Oh, okay, stop.
Okay, stop shuffling.
Okay. And how, 1, 2, or 3?
2.
Okay. Again.
Stop shuffling.
Okay, how, 1, 2, or 3?
3.
Okay. Again.
Okay, stop shuffling.
Pile 1, 2, or 3?
Pile 2.
2? Okay. And Deborah, right?
Yes. Yes, Deborah.
All right, Deborah. Interesting 3 months we have for you. Now, next month, it's a month where you might find yourself thinking a little too much. Now, it seems like you're the type of person who overthinks. You're in your head a lot about whatever you're dealing with. And you probably tend to be the loner. That is, you know, let me deal with the problem on my own, and then I share it with people. So next month, your guides are saying, look, you're going to still tend to be in your head. There's a situation that's ending for you. You're going to know it's ending, but you might tend to like to go into your, I call it, women cave, deal with it. And you tell people just enough to get them off your back. So next month is a month where they're saying, we need you to, A, get out of your head. Make sure you do that next month. But it's really crucial that you now start sharing what you want to do with people who, I would like to say, believe in you. Because your guides are going to come through some people for you next month. So it's a month where you might hear what you need to hear through someone else. So it's crucial now that you start sharing what it is now you're trying to do. Also, the reason is things are ending for you. You're going into a beautiful direction in the next 3 months, but they don't want you to put the wrong energy in it. They don't want you to take a mountain, a molehill, and turn it into a mountain next month. So this is crucial. When you're talking to people, they're going to make sure these people are prepared to say, Deborah, okay, you know, you're doing this, but let's take it down a notch, you two, girlfriend. Next month, your angel saying, whatever it is that you're going to be ending, the card is be brave, which means, you know, have strength now to go after what you want and do what you want, because the energy surely is in your favor to do that. Don't worry about the if, ands, why, whens, hows, or anything of that nature, because it's going. You get a lot of really, your higher self said, man, we're going to really come in at you next month. So it's you're going to get a lot of guidance next month from your higher self, not your angel, not your spirit guide, but from your higher self. So you get a lot of help from that. So it's really your guides are saying, get out of your head next month. And the reason they're saying that is because they're saying we're trying to make room for your higher self to come through now, which means you are completing some things and it can now shine through. March is a month where you have to do some tweaking, either with your business or what you want to do. So whatever project you're trying to do or wherever direction you're trying to go, whether it's going back to school, whether it's starting a new job, whether whatever it is, your guys are saying March is the energy around you is saying we need you to retweak it in order for it to be successful. So you look at it, and it's always going to be around the structure and the plan of what it is and the money. So, for instance, if you're going after a job, you might be focused on the money, and they're saying, you know, we need you to, in order to get what you need to go, we need you to relook at that. Don't focus so much on that. You always will get guided with what they mean, just as long as you stay open to that. It's also a month for you, like another lady, of learning more. So the reason they're saying retweak it, patience and planning, and have patience that things are going to work out, is because you might find out in the month of March you need to learn a little more. There's something that you're missing that is to take a workshop, read a book or something that will come through. Now, your higher self is saying, look, no more existing. It is time for you to live. So next month is a month where things will fall in place for you. Not next month, I'm sorry, in March, where they're saying, we need you now to live and not just exist as we take you forward. And so you don't want to just be going through. I like saying going with the flow, but I like also to say people tend to go with the motions. They're just going along, and they're not really living. They're just existing. And so you're going to find March a month where you're actually beginning to live life and not just exist in it with all the tweaking and the planning and the relearning. Whatever the relearning is going to shift you in a different place, so much so that when April comes around, you are really feeling very grounded and you're feeling very stable and you're feeling very secure in where you want to go. Your heart chakra just explodes. There is just your creativity, your compassion, everything just comes to the forefront in the month of April. Now, you're not the type of person, I'm going to say, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't do too well with bosses, okay? So you really have to have your own thing. And they're actually pushing you in that direction. You're going to feel that more in the month of April. That means that if you're working for a company and you're not in charge and you're not a supervisor, and I think that's the only way you'll feel ever content anywhere you work, is you can be a supervisor in charge somehow. Ultimately, though, you need to stand alone. But in the meantime, you're going to be pushed in some sort of leadership role in the month of April. And it might be something you might feel you can't do. But once again, like I told another caller, they're not going to present anything to you that you can't do, simply because your higher self is saying you're going to have participation. We're not going to just push you there. We're going to also bring in other people to help you as you get there. So the month of this, you know, being brave and explaining your dreams or sharing that with people in February and your higher self kicking in and retweaking it and learning some more things in March brings you to this much higher position, whether it's through work or some other means, a lot more stability, a lot of participation from other people. So your 3 months starting out with just, you know, sharing and learning and then finally getting someplace you want to go, they're taking you up a nice little hill. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Betty. I appreciate it.
All right, Deborah, talk to you later. Thank you. 347. Why am I even giving out that number? Because we got two questions that we got to get through in the past. Life Coach at a like page, fan page, whatever page, and Facebook page. We got Nilda. Let's do Nilda, too, and then we have somebody who has a specific question. Hopefully we can get to that. And see, those of you on the phone lines, if we can get to you, we will. But so Nilda wants to know what's up for her in the next 3 months.
How do you pronounce her name? How do you pronounce her name?
Nilda. N-I-L-D-A. Nilda. N-I-L-D-A.
Nilda. Nilda. Is she on the Ask Life Coach Ade page?
Uh-huh. So she's just got a face there, but there's no voice. You can't talk to her. And then
Well, she has a lovely sing of the water, so I just need to see some sort of picture, and that helps me, even that means her energy is behind it. So, Nilda. Okay, there was another person. All right, Nilda.
Well, you were thinking of Neil Donald Walsh, knowing you. But anyway, go right ahead. We're going to even got time for that. Keep going.
Oh my gosh. Ade, get out of my lane.
I ain't in your lane, lady.
No, there's another person I thought called. Never mind. The name looks so just alike. So, anyway, let me concentrate back on Nilda.
While she does that, just remind you, we're getting ready to release the show. We're trying to get through as many of it as we can, which is probably one or two. And what's the other thing I need to tell you? We're here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 2 o'clock. Ouch. Resistance is filled out. 2 o'clock. No, 1:30. I don't know. We start at 12. Just join us and follow the show so you can get regular updates. Over to you, Betty Pagies.
Okay. I am coming round the mountain. Here I come. Okay, Nilda. So the month of February for you is all about learning. Now, the card is wisdom, which means that you're either going to meet somebody who might inspire you to either go back to school or do some further studying. This is a month of change for you. So whatever you're trying to do, they're now about to shift you. And your spirit guide is saying, you know, there's a little bit more learning we're going to do in the month of February. They're also wanting you to be around more like people. So whatever it is you like to do, say, for instance, you liked yoga, you know, you might want to take it outside and get around a group who like it as opposed to just doing it in your home. So they're saying we want you to connect a little bit more with groups of people who are like-minded and what you're liking to do. But it's definitely a time for learning. It's a month where you may come across an older person who will help you with this. So don't be surprised if an older gentleman see something in you and help you along with that. It's also a month where there's a lot of healing is going to take place. But this is the thing. I don't know if anybody told you you have the ability to do healing work. If not, that perhaps is where the learning will come in from. So you're either going to start speaking to people and heal with your words, or you may discover that you do have some sort of healing ability. Also, there's a lot of healing that's going to take place for you as well in the month of March, February. Now, in the month of February, it's where you're going to feel a little balance. But I think there's so many great things that are going to happen for you next month that you're going to have a little bit trouble as to trying to figure out what to do first. It's almost like, if I do this, I don't want to blow this. take your time. You're going to get to everything. It doesn't matter what you do first. Just do something. So month of February is all about that learning. Now, remember I said in February you might, it's a month of being in a right group, but also an older person coming in to help you with something. Well, the month of March is it's smooth sailing ahead. That's the card, which means apprenticeship, which means somebody comes in and take you under your wing. So it's sort of going along with that first month of maybe a person coming in, seeing something in you, and then taking you under your wing. And this is going to be exciting for you because it's a gift that you already have that you either know about or want to get more into, or just may discover through this group or through these people. Now, I don't know if you're married. I don't know if you're in a relationship. But that energy is highly in the air for you. So if you're with a boyfriend and you're not married, do not be surprised if that's not thrown your way in the month of March. Or you may meet someone and that energy comes up if you're not with someone. But the month of March is definitely have the romance energy in the air around you. Now, your higher self saying this is a month where you're going to finally see that the only thing that has stopped you from going where you want to go has been yourself. And you're going to realize the doors have always been open for you, and you just hadn't seen it until now. So your awareness and where you're going, you're going to be able to walk through those doors because now you're going to see they're not closed for me. And with this person and the smooth sailing ahead, even with the romance in the air, it's going to be very easy for you to see those doors. April brings a lot of awareness. It's where your newness began. As I often say, there's somewhere in that 12-month span where our shift really takes place and we become that newness. For you, that's in April. It's the card is, you know, you're the magician. You're ready now to create what you want to. Know this as you go. It seems like even though you have the energy of February and March, that might lessen for you a little bit in April. Don't let that happen. Know that you are. It's a month where you need to get a little rest. So if there's any month where they want you to get more rest, more sleep, it's going to be in the month of April, which means that you're probably going to be moving a lot in the next 2 months. And you want to make sure you get enough rest and sleep. And because of so much shifting for you, you may have a tendency to start thinking in your past about things. Whatever you do, stay out of your past in the month of April. It can only slow you down. You're going through that shift. And sometimes when, as we go through that shift and we get to that bump, we like to reminisce about how things were a little bit easier. So they want to give you a little warning and say, you're heading down a beautiful road. There's some wonderful energy around you, but make sure you don't slip. It seems like in the month of April, you can do a little backsliding ever so slightly, nothing big. So they're making sure you just make sure you have enough rest. Don't stick clean to your past. You're heading down a beautiful road. But it seems like something happens in the month of April. Or you might slightly not realize your own strength, okay? So keep that in mind. And you should have a pretty interesting 3 months, especially in the romance department.
I'm so tempted to go there. But I won't. She said she was married, so I was just going to get spiced up. That's all I was going to say.
If she's married, then that's going to get even better. But it's definitely...
I know that's right.
In the romance department, tends to heat up.
Yes, it's time to turn out the lights, light a candle. Okay, stop it. We got about three minutes to go. We got a detailed question. Do you think you have time to get through that?
You said a detailed question?
Well, Venera has a specific question about jobs. I don't think we have time. We don't have time because I wouldn't even do that to her. Hear half of her message and don't hear the rest. Ladies and gentlemen.
I have to go do other readings at the other place.
That's right. Well, we tried. We worked with the flow. We shift with Let It Be. And trustfully, those of you who we didn't get to on the phone lines, on your question on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, got some kind of
thing that resonated from other people's messages. Well, but whatever you're going through or growing through, know that all is truly well. There is nothing that is happening to you or that's ahead of you that's to your detriment. Betty, before we go, anything else you want to share with the listeners?
Yeah, I want to share this because if you go to my website, www.BettyPeakeys.Weebly.com. What I do is I have a special going right now for a 2012 reading. I've just taken three people through 3 months. Here you go through 12 months. So it would start from February 2012 to February 2013. And that way you can see what the whole year holds. So if anybody's interested in that, just go to my website. Once again, it's BettyPeakeys.Weebly.com. And you will see the 2012 reading special, which is only $20.12. So what a deal. And that's normally a $60 reading. So there you have it.
$20.12. If you don't have no change, Betty will keep the change.
I can do without the 12 cents, you know. But, you know,
go ahead. No, you know me. I'm just feeling this joke comes through. I was going to say, if they only have $20, just keep looking on the ground and pick up some pennies. Betty would take it all. It all adds up. All right. I'm through. I'm done. Thank you for riding with us, for flowing with us, for growing with us, and apologies to those of you that we didn't get to. We got to do what we got to do. We love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, and we thank God for you. And, we're back here tomorrow, 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and the show goes to 2 o'clock. No, I mean, 1:30. I don't know what time the show ends. I don't know. But anyway, here's a song to take you out, to take us out. We'll see you tomorrow. Make sure you share the show with your friends. We love and appreciate all of you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Be loved. Be true to yourself. And be loved. Here's a song from Karen Drucker. And she said, "There's a song in my soul. And that song is telling me all is well." There's a song in your soul. To find out more about Karen Drucker, go to KarenDrucker.com. Karen Drucker, Drucker with a D, KarenDrucker.com. Song in my soul. We are out of here. We'll see you tomorrow. Peace and blessings. Thank you for spending your time, your energy, your love with us. We're out of here. Have a wonderful day. Peace and blessings.
There is a song in my soul. It sings I am whole. Everywhere I go, it sings I am whole. There is a song in my soul. It sings I am whole. Everywhere I go, it sings I am.
Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.